Manx Radio Sport.
2 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Manx Radio. Welcome along to Saturday Sport Classified for Saturday the 11th of October. Plenty to get through in the next hour or so. We'll look at local football, rugby and hockey. Tony Meppen, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham joining me to bring you all the latest from today. Still playing in FC Isle of Man, Lidl and Remeker. FC Isle of Man 2. Lidl and Remeker 1 could be the first win of the Rick Holden era for the Ravens. I can tell you in the 100th minute, Dean Pinnington has been sent off for a second yellow card. Still waiting for a full time in that. As soon as we get it, we will bring it to you here. And if you've got a score from a game you were at this afternoon, 166-177 is the text number, 07624-177-166-177 on WhatsApp. And we'll start off, as always, with the classified results and beginning in football in the Canada Life Men's Premier League, the game Tony Meppen was at for us this afternoon. Douglas High School Old Boys 3, Foxdale 1, Laxey 7, Braddon 1, Onchan 5, Union Mills 1, St John's United 0, Corinthians 0, St Mary's 2, Russian United 1, and Ramsey 2, Air United 4. Moving on to Arden and Drogon Limited Division 2. We are awaiting a result for Douglas Royal against Governors Athletic. If you've got that, 166-177. Maroun 7, Malou 2. St George's 3, Colby 5. Pulrose United 3, Castletown 1. Douglas and District 1, Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys 4. Canada Life Combination 1. We're awaiting a result for Foxdale against Douglas High School and Old Boys. Braddon 1, Laxey 3. And again, awaiting a lot of results here in Combination 1. Also, need details of Union Mills against Onchan, Corinthians against St John's United, Russian United against St Mary's, and Air United against Ramsey. And in Arden and Drogon Limited, Combination 2. Also awaiting results in Governors Athletic against Douglas Royal, Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys against Michael United, Malou against Maroun, and Jims against Douglas Athletic. It did finish, though, Colby 7, St George's 2, and Castletown 2, Pulrose United 3. Turning our attention to rugby in the Regional 2 North West, Douglas 25, Winnington Park 9. In the Counties 3, ADM Lancashire and Cheshire, Colin Nelson 48, Ramsey 34, and Ashton Underline 44, Vagabonds 24. And in the Hartford Homes Manx Shield, Douglas Celts 55, Southern Nomads 12. Moving to hockey in the Mixed Premier League, Backers B 3, Backers A 8, Harlequins A 1, Valkyries A 2, Vikings B 1, Castletown Celts 4, Castletown Southerners 1, Vikings A 6. In Mixed Division 1, Valkyries B 1, Harlequins B 3, Ramsey A 4, Vikings C 0. And we'll bring you the details on Backers C, Valkyries C when we've got that result later on. In Mixed Division 2, Castletown Cosney 2, Backers Mixed Colts 5, Castletown Camags 3, Castletown Cushags 2, Ramsey Ravens Vikings D we are awaiting a result on. Mixed Division 3, Harlequins C 6, Harlequins D 0, Valkyries D 9, Castletown Carrick 0, Ramsey Rookies 0, Vikings E 1, Backers Mixed Bucks 5, Backers D 3. In the Mixed Under-15s League, the game between Castletown Sharks and Valkyries has been awarded an away win. Awaiting a result from Ramsey against Harlequins and Castletown Sabres 2, Vikings 1. First of all, at 6 minutes after 5 o'clock, let's have a look and see if we've got a result to bring you in the game between Lidl and Remeker and FC Isle of Man. I can tell you there was a third goal scored for FC Isle of Man. It's finished 3-1. Jao Marquez with the winner for FC Isle of Man. Not the winner, the game that took it beyond Lemica's reach in the 106th minute. And Tony Meppen, just bring you in here on this first of all, under the Rick Holden era. Game number 4, I believe it will be for them now. And the first win, that could be huge for the squad, couldn't it?
Massive. You know, it's just one of those, isn't it? When a new manager comes in, you want to start off really well. And unfortunately, they got beat last Saturday and then got beat midweek. But, you know, it's good. There's some of the stars are back in as well. Callum Sherry, Dean Pinnington was back in, which helps things. Charlie Higgins as well, who scored midweek. But Dean Pinnington, I don't know what he's got the red card for today, Simon. But, you know, whether it's a one game or whether it's a three game, we'll wait and see. But
it was a second yellow, so second it yellow. Should be a one game.
Yeah, one game. So, but when you look at Luther and Remeke, they're near the bottom of the table. So it was a game, really, FC Alamann, well, needed to win because they need the 3 points, but should have won, possibly. So it's the one, I think they've got a game midweek and then Chatterton next Saturday. So, yeah, it looks a lot better. But certainly at the moment, they're struggling. And when you look at the clubs around them, they've played a few games less, Simon. So that puts even more pressure on Rick Holden. But, you know, he's got to put a stamp on the team, bring the players in who he likes. And already you could see, you know, people like Mark Blair coming in as reserve goalkeeper. And you've also got people like Carl Clarke, who is a superb player. And, you know, Carl stepped out because he's a little bit older. But there's no doubt in his ability, and has come back in to help them out. And I believe Chris Bass Jr. has signed back on for them as well. So it's all a question of trying to get a bit more experience in to help these young players through and just see if they can stay in this league.
Mark Blair as well with a big save in stoppage time, according to reports there, when the game was still 2-1. So that could have been a big moment for him.
Yeah, he's a good keeper, Mark Blair, and a player. He represents the Ireland team as well as the number one. So whether he started today, Adam Killian might have not been available. Well, I'm sure we'll try and get some more information later on, and maybe see if we can get a hold of Rick.
OK, Tony, let's turn back to action here on Ireland then, and we'll start off with the game you were at for us this afternoon at Blackberry Lane, a 3-1 win for Douglas High School All Boys over Foxdale.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest of games, certainly, judging the second half. First half was OK. The first goal went in after 30 minutes. There wasn't too much to talk about. Cameron Brew it was who got the goal to give Old Boys a lead. And then 6 minutes later, Dave Wilson, you know, left-handed side inside the penalty area, squeezed it past the keeper to make it 2, looking pretty safe. Probably the only chances that Foxdale had in that first period were Jay Chatwood, to be honest with you, because he had a couple of chances. One, it looked as if he was going to get ahead of Sam, the goalkeeper, but unfortunately Sam managed to, Holiday managed to push it away. But in the second half, it was really dull. Not too many to sort of go for. But when Old Boys went down to 10, when it was Michael Hooper who got sent off, you just thought maybe they could get back into it. But Old Boys actually increased their lead. George Kearns, second half substitute, got that goal. But then a couple of minutes later, Foxdale got one, and Jay Chatwood, a good opportunist goal by him, centre forward goal, and slotted it past the keeper. So Douglas High School All Boys 3, Foxdale 1. And Sam Palmer, you work with his dad, will report to his dad that he did very well today, because there's a lot of pressure on both teams today to get maximum points, and Old Boys have come out trumps with it. And it's going to be a long old season for Foxdale, because, you know, with just Jay there on his own, they're going to marshal him because they know how clever he is. And just the rest of the team, it's so, so difficult. A lot of young players, you just got to be patient with them coming through. But Old Boys, a huge 3 points for them. We'll look at the league table later on. And you've got to take the points away from the teams you're competing with at the bottom. That's what Old Boys have done today. So they've got to look at trying to get points away from Braddon and others now to remain in this league for the 26-27 season.
And at the other end of the table, Laxey keeping the pressures on Corinthians as league leaders, a 7-1 win over Braddon.
Yeah, and I think certainly with Laxey today, you expected that one, because they've got some really good players in there. Seem to be, you know, working as a team this year, maybe not as individual sort of players. And, okay, good results against Braddon, 7-1, you know, Belter. And Ed Canner, what a signing he's proven to be for them this season. He got a hat-trick. Jack Ridings, well done, Jack. He got a couple of goals. A welcome return this season for Tom Smith with a goal. And Joe Walters held his nerve and scored from the penalty spot. I haven't got Braddon's goal scorer. I'm sure it might have come in on the phone over the last few seconds. But certainly Laxey now with those 3 points. They go on 17. Corinthians with that draw, dropping 2 points, remain top with 18. So it's all to compete for.
Onken as well up at the top half table. Just a point off Laxey and Corinthians after a 5-1 win at Union Mills.
Yeah, an absolute humdinger of a performance, this one by Onken. And last week, I thought by the end of the first half they should have had the game dead and buried, but it didn't happen for them, and they lost out to Corinthians. But today, back on track against you know, a good Union Mills side, and it was again you know, goals earlier on in the game, and thanks to Steve for bringing them through, because when you look at it, Onca took the lead, Simon, after 7 minutes, 1-0. 5 minutes later, they were 2-0 up, and then another 30 minutes later, they were 3-0 up. Just before half-time, they made it 4-0. And then 5-0, they got another goal before the half-time whistle went. And the comments were, Onken very strong with and without the ball. Excellent movement up front and finishing both inside and outside the box. It's not that we're playing bad, which is Union Mills. We have had two or three really good chances, but Onken just kept it going. It was Union Mills, Isaac Quilliam, who scored from the penalty spot 3 minutes into the second half. But Union Mills a lot better in the second period. And reports from Lee Dixon, who is involved in FC Alaman, said it was a superb game to watch. Well-drilled, Onken, and they look really good. And with the age of the players as well, there's a bright future there for them. And I still fancy them for the Railway Cup semi-finals. I really do. I know Rob looked at me with raised eyebrows when I said that, but there's another fine result. Another 3 points puts them on 16 points. So you got Corinthians 18, Laxey 17, Onken 16. There's a good little battle going on now, I think, with those three teams as the other couple sort of drop off.
Just going back to the game you were at for us, Tony had a message in from Alan Lemaire on behalf of Foxdale Football Club, saying a much appreciated gesture by Old Boys today, bringing flowers to both games, and appreciated by Foxdale following, of course, the passing of club president Paul Lemaire earlier this week.
Yeah, I've got that here on my notes to say, and Alan's been in touch, and it's an absolute pleasure, Alan, to be able to say good things about your dad. I know you've had it tough with Pam, your wife, and the two boys. Because Paul's been ill for quite a while now. I'll remember the stories that he's told me over the years in his younger days when I wasn't about. And, he's a big, big loss to the Foxdale community because, Paul Lemaire was, just an absolute star. And he will certainly be remembered fondly. The Baltic, certainly he'll remember the Baltic as well because that's where all the stories were told. And everyone connected with Foxdale Football Club, with Foxdale and the Lemaire family, our condolences with you. Our thoughts are with you right the way through it. And be very proud of what your dad or whatever granddad has done in life in Foxdale because he is a very, very special person.
Thanks, Tony. That takes us on to St John's against Corinthians. A chance for Corinthians to extend their lead at the top of the table, but not taking it. A goalless draw.
Yeah, it didn't happen today at all. And it just shows you how important Sean Doyle is. And they've got to try and paper over the cracks while Sean is injured. And today, from what I heard, and there's only a couple of chances in that first half, and maybe both went to St John's. And then it all sort of started to go wrong. Ryan Burns got sin bin, so they're down to 10. Ed Walter, I believe, got sent off. So it all pressured on Corinthians and frustration, I think. And the report I had that Corinthians weren't good today. But you get games like that. Mm-hmm. The next time you go out, you'll be world beaters. But, points shared. But the important thing, Corinthians, they've played 8 now and remain top of the table with those 18 points.
A big win for St Mary's against Rush United, 2-1 winners in the day's early game.
Yeah, it was an important one. And Therese Thompson, who's a really good player for St Mary's, he got both of the goals today. Cameron Dudley got the first one for Rush, and I think it was 1-0 to Rush, and then St Mary's got it together. So St Mary's sort of climbing up the table nicely because those 3 points that they got last week against United and then another 3 today puts them on 9. So a bit to go. But they're going in the right direction, and it's always a good fixture there at the bowl.
And final game in Canada Life Men's Premier League, Ramsey 2, Ayr United 4.
Yeah, this is a great result, this, for Ayr United, I think, because they were thumped last week. And when you look where they've been over the years, last 4 or 5 years, they've been right up there at the top of the table. They go on 11 points now after 8 games, and it was last year's manager, Nick Hurt, he scored one. Well done, Hurty. Chris Curtis on the score sheet, and Leo Tregurtha got the third. Jamie Callister then got one second half for the fourth one. Then, I've got to say it, you scored an own goal then for Ramsey, which isn't good when it's a local derby. Carry your head in shame. But Jack Gilbert got the other one. But Ramsey, I thought they might have won that after looking at the result last week. But Ayr United have changed it completely around. Great result, 4-2 against Ramsey.
We have had some messages in, filling in some of the blanks in the combi games that we had. I will get to those as and when we get down to those divisions. But in Arden and Drugan Limited, Division 2 is still awaiting a result from Douglas Royal against Governors Athletic, if you've got that and can let us know.
166, 177.
I've not had that one come through yet. As I say, I've got quite a few combi results that we can fill in. Did you have the Onken's first team scorers, Tony? I've had those through.
Yes, done them.
You did have those, yeah, okay. So that takes us on to Moran against Malou. Moran 7, Malou 2.
Yep, I'm saying that. I'll just check those scorers because I've got them. But whether I didn't say them in my excitement talking about them, yes, I have. Sorry, Max Shirley. Max got 2. Ethan Levers on the score sheet again. Tom Creer and Andy Asbridge. My apologies.
Okay, yes, so Moran, 7-1 winners against Malou. Big sort of mid-table clash, that, isn't it? Again, like you were saying earlier on, important to be taking these points from the teams around you in the table.
It is, and, you know, when you look at sort of Malou, the team sheets vary so much week after the week because just players not available, work commitments, whatever. But today, Alex Morley got 2 of the goals for Moran. Harry Barton got 2 as well. Carl Hartman, Connor Gilbert and Mike Hughes got the other one. So Moran needed those 3 points, I think, because, you know, we're looking at the league tables and, you know, the seventh place, which when a team's been relegated, usually a little bit higher, but they go on 9 points now. They've only played 5 games, so a little bit behind on the other teams ahead of them. But Malou just couldn't contain Moran today.
I have got the result now. Douglas Royal, Governors Athletic. Yep. No details, but it finished Douglas Royal 4, Governors Athletic 2. Probably the result you'd expected in that game today.
Yeah, I think it would. And again, I'll just check if we've had any goal scorers come through on that one. And it was, where are we now? No, not on that one. But certainly in the Sir George's Colby, which is probably your next game. Mm. We've got the details in on that one. And thank you very much for that one. Sir George's 3, Colby 5. And it was, these three names don't need any sort of hyping up. Sean Quay got one. Chris Bass got one. And Kieran McNulty as well. So, wow. Mm. I wouldn't mind their trophy cabinets, that's for sure. But today, Colby got the better of them. Tom Walton got 1. Carl Hickey with a couple of goals. Martin Vegas Brown on the score sheet. And Mickey Thompson got the other one. So good result for Colby.
And in particular important that Colby have capitalised on Castletown dropping points against Paul Rose United. That finishing 3-1 to Paul Rose.
Yeah, that was a big shock, that one. And we've got a match report in on that game, if I can find it. There it is. Thanks very much, Dean. And we'll see if we get the right one here. Yep, full time at Springfield Road. And it's finished Paul Rose United 3, Castletown 1. A big statement win that ends Castletown's unbeaten start to the season in Division 2. Paul Rose flew out of the blocks, taking the lead inside 4 minutes when Owen Canaper broke free and calmly slotted past Owen Kamada. They were relentless in their opening spell, and it was no surprise when Barry English doubled the lead midway through the half, racing onto a fine Michael Glennon pass to finish smartly. Castletown gradually found some rhythm, enjoying more possession before the break, but their best moments saw a free kick come back off the post as Paul Rose held firm. The second half began scrappy with both sides struggling for control, but Paul Rose struck again just after the hour. Nathan Halsall showed real bravery in a 50-50 with Kamada and forced the ball home for a 3-0. Town pulled one back minutes later when Alex Crawley converted from the spot after Hinks had rattled the bar, yet the hosts stayed composed and saw out the game comfortably. A clinical and disciplined display by Paul Rose United, who looked full of belief, while Castletown will be frustrated that all their possession counted for so little. Full-time here at Springfield Road is Paul Rose United 3, Castletown 1, and thanks to Dean Turton for that report.
Final game in Arden and Drug Unlimited Division 2, Douglas and District 1, Rabs Youth Centre and Old Boys 4.
And again, this one, we haven't got Rams Youth Centre's scorers in, or I haven't, but Jacob Preston it was who got the goal for Douglas and District, and I think we might just have a little report on this one as well, if I can find it. There it is. And it was Jacob Preston. I think Darren Armstrong might have saved the penalty by the look of that one. Substitute Preston equalised in his first appearance of the season for the first team. Armstrong saved a penalty from Adrian Scarabuccia. Mention for Jamie Redmond, making his 150th appearance for the club today. Originally joined in 2013 for the Cal Cup, left in 2023 to join Onken, but saw the light and returned in the summer thanks to you and Rams Youth Centre for agreeing to be an unscheduled game. Basically, this is the one where we changed the rules at the start of the season because we lost 3 first teams to go into combination 2 only. and they're going to play each other three times. And that was one of the games today that we could get out of the way, and we're only too glad to do it. There'll be one, I think it's next week for Ramsey USA, is it? Or it might be D&D, actually, another one, but we'll do them tonight.
Okay. Right, let's move on to combination one, and I'm just trying to fill in some of the blanks here that I've been getting. Let's start off with Braddon 1, Laxey 3, which was one of the results you had earlier on.
Yeah, I've got the scorer for Braddon. It was Michael Hutton who got the goal, but I haven't got Laxey's goal scorers.
Still missing Foxdale against Douglas High School Old Boys in Combi 1, if you've got those details. I do have now Union Mills 1, Onken 6 as a result. If you're missing scorers, I've got the Onken scorers here, Tony.
If you could, please.
Which was Billy Coulter with 3, Ozzy Moore, Luke Strick at Morling, and an own goal.
Yeah, that's it.
Corinthians St John's, again, I don't think I've got a...
Got that one.
Have you got a Combi result for that one?
Corinthians 8, St John's 1. Apologies, because there's loads of messages come in, relate getting in today, and one slipped through the net on the WhatsApp group. But Corinthians goal scorers, Ryan Nelson with 2. Oscar Watterson got 1. Kane Riding and Caleb Hugill. We're just trying to get the other two goal scorers, and I think it's just come through now, if we can find it. And the other goal scorers was Archie Walter with 2. So, Archie, if you want a Chinese or something tonight to eat, your dad's buying, because your dad got sent off today, but you stayed on the park for 90 minutes and scored 2. So, there you go. Hang your head in shame, Mr. Walter.
And we move on to Rushden United against St Mary's. Rushden United 3, St Mary's 1 is the full-time.
Yeah, that's... Dylan Vick with the goal for St Mary's. Luke Roberts got 2 of the goals for Rushden, and Toya got the other one. And a big, big, massive thank you to Stuart Neen. We're struggling today for officials, and Stuart's probably one of the highest graded referees on the island. And he's just took a bit of time out. He's got family and everything. And he stepped in, and an absolute credit. He's been out for, what, about a year or so. And absolutely brilliant. All I can say to you, Stu, is yes, your family's important, but so is Manx football. And to have referees of your standard, we'd love to see you back with the black uniform on. Have a big long think about it. But from being that long out and to come in with a performance like that, and St Mary's and Rushden have been in touch to say thank you so much for enabling the two sets of players to be able to play a game of football. Otherwise, this probably would have been lost. And if there's any other referees out there at the moment who are thinking about it, please give us a shout, because we are struggling big time. You know, we're working with like 25 or so officials at the moment, and everyone's trying to do their bit, but we could do with some more.
Just jump back up. I've just had a message come in. Where's that one gone? There we go. The Corinthians St John's game. St John's scorers for you there, Tony.
Yeah,
are you missing them? Yeah, John Hagerden and Aaron Babb were the scorers for St John's.
8-2 then.
8-2.
Okay.
That takes us on to the final results in Combination 1, United 0, Ramsey 4. That's all the details I've got.
And that's all I've got, but I noticed Malcolm Kelly had put a text in, so I'm not too sure if we've got the scorers on that one. And where are we now? There we go. Yes, he's got a few little bits in there, but I don't think we've got any scorers. Jack Gilbert, no, we haven't. No combination scorers.
Okay, I've got quite a lot of blanks in Arden and Druggan Limited Combination 2. I don't know if you can help me fill any of these in. Tony, Governors Athletic against Douglas Royal.
I've got Governors Athletic 3, Douglas Royal 5, and I did have a message. Yes, there we have it. Governors 3, Douglas Royal 5. Governors scorers were Jeff Murphy, well done, Jeff. Got 1. Callum Wade got 2. And a shout out to Stephen Quirk coming on today for his 60th birthday. Wow. I thought Steve was a lot older than that. But I'm not too sure. Well done, Steve. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the drinks with your mates. And we'll look forward to seeing what state you're in tomorrow.
Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys against Michael United. Again, another one I'm missing
here.
Yeah,
I haven't got that one.
Merlew against Moround.
Malou against Moran, haven't got that score, no.
Or Jim's against Douglas Athletic.
Haven't got that one.
Right, let's finish on 2. We have got Colby 7, St George's 2.
Yep, and for Colby, their scorers were Kieran Smith with 3. Jacob Ladd, he got a couple of goals here. Kieran Horrocks and Steve McHugh, haven't got St George's scorers. And in the Castletown 2, Paul Rose 3. James Clark, he got two. Well done, James. And Callum Dunn was the other goal scorer.
Just on that Colby St George's game, just had a note through here from Dickie Gale to say that the game today, the Combi game today, there was no referee for, and Eden Ludgate, a Colby player, refereed the game, did very well, helped by both teams who didn't get on his back and accepted all the decisions, and well done to Eden and all involved.
Yeah, that's good. And just on that note, Simon, you know, we're hopefully organising a referee's course towards the end of the month, so anybody out there considering doing it, please get in touch with the FA now, so we can just sort of get a rough idea of what's happening. It's much needed for Manx football, there's no doubt about it, because we've hit this brick wall at the moment, bringing new officials in. You know, the age bank on some of the other referees who are refereeing is high, and it'd be lovely to have them pass their experience on to new up-and-coming younger referees. We've got one or two coming in, 16 years of age, who are making a name for themselves. And as touched on before, people like Sam Palmer, mm-hmm. haven't been in the game long, of climbing through it so easy. And, you know, Sam officiates at FC Alamann games now, so it shows you there is a pathway.
OK, thanks very much, Tony. Early finish for you tonight. FC Alamann not in action at the Bowl, but you'll be back there next Saturday with Rob, I believe.
I think Darren's doing it next week because me and Ben and Paul Moran are going out for a drink, aren't we, mate?
That'll be a civilised night out then.
Yeah, you were invited, but you couldn't come.
I couldn't come next week, unfortunately, no. So I'll leave you two to sleep off those hangovers on Sunday morning.
Good man.
Thanks, Tony.
Manx Radio Sport.
28 minutes after 5 o'clock. Thanks to Tony for football. And now let's head over to Dave Christian for a look at today's rugby action. Good evening, Dave. Right, we will try again with Dave Christian, and that means we'll move on to hockey. And Ben Cunningham, hopefully you're prepared.
Yeah.
I believe we've got a full house of results here.
I've got
as well
a full house
week.
Of results,
everything
yes.
here. Right, okay, let's start off in the mixed Premier League. A big win for the Backers A team in their derby, 8-3 winners.
Yeah, great win there. Keeps them up at the top of the league there. Cements their two-point gap going into the little break we've got next weekend. Emma Courtney with three, Andy Whiting with one, Elliot Reid with one, Jamie Brown with one, and Callum Robb with two for Backers A. And then for Backers B, it was Sophie Hudson with two and Doug Quayle with one.
Close game between Harlequins A and Valkyries A. It was Valkyries who came out with the points, though.
Yeah, and a really close game because these two next week meet again in the Cup. So it's good if this game's anything to go by. Who knows what we could expect next weekend in the Cup. Ethan Adams and Sam Moffat for Valkyries A, and for Harlequins, it was Ewan Wiley.
And Vikings B1, Castletown Celts 4.
Yeah, Vikings B goal scorer was Josh Knight, and Castletown Celts goal scorer was George Powell with 2, Robbie Valerga with 1, and Hannah Lees with 1.
And Castletown Southerners 1, Vikings A6 is the final game mixed Premier League.
Yeah, great result there for Vikings A, getting back to winning ways. Vikings A goal scorers was Andy Harding with 2, Jacob Harding with 1, Eddie Cayley with 1, Kyle Gunnerman with 1, Kim Carney with 1, and the Southerners goal scorer was Lucy Allen. Looking at the league table for the Premier League, Backers remain top with that 2-point gap over Castletown Celts. Valkyries are now sitting in third. Vikings A now move up to fourth ahead of Harlequins A, who were fourth. They are now fifth, with Backers B and Vikings B level on 3 points in sixth and seventh, and Southerners with just the 1 point.
Okay, moving on to Mixed Division 1. We will go to Dave Christian for rugby very shortly. I had confirmation he is there and waiting, so we will hand to Dave very shortly.
He's too busy getting a coffee, probably.
Valkyries B1, Harlequins B3.
Yeah, great result this for Harlequins B, not for Valkyries B, who were top, and they will not be top after we go through the rest of the results in this league. For Harlequins B, it was Caleb Blakemore and Macy Crellin. Caleb Blakemore with 2 and Macy Crellin with 1, and then the Valkyries goal scorer was Andrea Littlejohn.
Ramsey A4, Vikings C0.
Yeah, Jordan Parks with 2, Jan Butler and Dan Hurd with a goal each. Vikings C desperately needing points soon.
And this sounds like a fantastic game between the two C teams of Backers and Valkyries. Backers coming out 5-4 winners.
Yeah, and Valkyries almost had the comeback complete but just ran out of time. For backers C, it was Sam Roberts with 3, Craig Lees with 1, and Will Wiseman with 1. And for Valkyries C, it was Chris Thomas with all 4 goals. Looking at the league table, though, that does mean that with Valkyries B losing today, backers C go back top after losing last week to Valkyries B. Valkyries C, Ramsey A, and Harlequins B all now level on 5 points, with Vikings C with no points on the board at the minute. So desperate time for Vikings C.
Okay, we move on to Mixed Division 2, Castletown Cosney 2, Backers Colts 5.
Yeah, great game from the sounds of this, from both reports we've had. Cameron Leslie with 1, Dan Stevenson with 1, Cal Joyce with 1, and Alice Kameen with 2. And the Cosney goal scorers was Becca Kelly and Paul Kelly.
And the Castletown Derby in Mixed Division 2 finished Castletown Cameggs 3, Castletown Cusheggs 2.
And I believe you have the lovely essay which a very good friend of mine, Lawrence Watson, has sent you, and I will allow you to read it.
I do have the definitive report from this game here. On a glorious afternoon at Castletown Russian Astro Pitch, league position and club honour were at stake as Castletown Cameggs hosted Cusheggs. Cameggs would have to rein in the free scoring Kieran Colister, while Cusheggs would have to combat the marvellous link-up play of the opposition's midfield to their forward line. Cameggs from the opening whistle put Cusheggs' defence on the back foot. These attacks came to nothing but meant Cusheggs relied on the counter-attack to give them a chance of scoring. First blood went to Cameggs from a short corner with Fern Bugatti, who managed to elude the desperate last gasp lunge of the Cusheggs keeper. This put the fire into Cusheggs, who within minutes had levelled the game. Isla Cox put her name on the score sheet after comical defending on a short corner by the Cameggs defence. During this period of the game, Castletown's fourth team Cusheggs started to dominate, and Cameggs moved the counter-attack style of hockey. On one of these crafted attacks, a short corner was awarded. From the resulting short, Ellie Edwards gave the advantage to the third team. 2-1 to Cameggs was the score as the team's exchanged ends. The second half was nip and tuck, with chances at both ends, but keepers Ellie Grounds and Leslie Schumann stood firm in nets to thwart these chances. Ashton Fick managed to break through for Cusheggs for a well-worked move, leaving Schumann with no chance. 2-2 the score. As time was running down, a succession of short corners for Cameggs looked like they would snatch the both points. After 2 failed conversion chances, a last short corner awarded at the final whistle resulted in Mark Corlett managing an amazing goal, 3-2 to Cameggs. On reflection, a draw may have been a fair result, but with the club bragging rights at stake, both sides wanting the win, this was never going to be the case. Thanks to the third team in the game, the umpires Kenny Vallegra and Ben Cunningham, a well-controlled fixture allowing advantage and the game to flow, which is great to see.
There you go.
There you go. Completely independently judge your performance in the game.
Nice to have a bit of praise sometimes.
And that takes us on to our final game in Mixed Division 2, Ramsey Ravens 0, Vikings D 4.
Yeah, Ravens just not finding it today. Vikings D, a commanding result here. 4-0 winners. Ian Perry with 2, Jan Carney with 1, and Patrick Williams with 1. Looking at the league table for Division 2, Castletown Cameggs remain top. Vikings D now sit 1 point behind them in second with 6 points. Backers Colts now jump to third ahead of Cusheggs with 5 points. Cusheggs now fourth with 4 points. And then the bottom of the league, Ramsey Ravens and Cosney both level on 3 points.
Two big scoring games to start things off in Mixed Division 3. First of all, Harlequins C 6, Harlequins D 0.
Yeah, great game, and this was one I played in this morning, nice and early at QE2 at 11 o'clock. Harlequins D, lots of young upcoming talent coming through, and they had their chances. They just couldn't get it past the Harlequins C keeper, Matty Evans, today. But they had a great game and lots of promising upcoming talent coming through. Cal Green with 1, Peter Foxton with 1, Kerry Crook with 1, and I was a bit greedy and I got 3 goals.
Oh, you could say that yourself though.
Well, I felt bad, but yeah.
And Valkyries D 9 and Castletown Carrick 0.
Yeah, I caught the end of this game and Valkyries D looked really good going forward. They were very clinical, as you can see from the result today. Bonnie Eels with 3, Mark Perryman with 3, Mike Fowles with 2, and Emma Miller with 1.
Okay, and move on to the next game in Mixed Division 3, which seemed like a tight affair between Ramsey Rookies and Vikings E. Vikings running at 1-0 winners.
Yeah, and this was the bottom of the table clash in Division 3. Of course, there's no relegation because this is the bottom league, but these two were at the bottom of the league. Vikings E currently second from bottom, Ramsey Rookies bottom going into this game, and it remains that, but Vikings E now have a 4-point gap over Ramsey Rookies, and the winning goal came from Chloe McGoldrick.
And another tight derby game to finish things off. Backers Mixed Books 5, Backers D3.
Yeah, and I must do some investigations, because I would have thought that Backers D would have came away with this being the higher ranked team, but Backers Mixed Books have proved us wrong. Grace Evans with 4 goals, Sam Franklin with 1 for Backers Mixed Books, and for Backers D it was Dave Neal and Abby Haswell with 2 goals, but obviously my facts are all wrong.
Well, something to work on for next week there.
Aye, something to work on.
Right, move on to Mixed Under-15s League, postponement and away win to Valkyries in the game with Castletown Sharks. Sharks unable to field the team this week, I believe.
Yeah, they were unfortunately not able to field the team. However, what was really good is the fixture still went ahead, but they made 2 teams with what they had and what Valkyries had. So they had a good friendly this morning. So both squads got a good run out today, which was great to see. And of course, the umpires that were appointed to the game happily agreed to play it as a friendly.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that takes us on to Ramsey 0, Harlequins 11.
Yeah, and it'd be lovely to know the 11 goal scorers for Harlequins. I haven't had anything through as of yet. So, yeah, 11-0, a commanding victory there for Harlequins over Ramsey. Just one thing to, oh, there you go. Just as I say it, they've just dropped in. Hang on, let's have a look at this. Let's see. We've got Sam Neto with 4, Callum Leslie with 5, Zach Barlow with 1, and Ollie Barlow. Zach Barlow with 1, and Ollie Barber with 1.
And I've just had a message in about this game as well to say hard work for Ramsey with a squad of just 11. Debut for young keeper Eleanor Swingler and player of the match Sienna Curfee in midfield.
So there you go. A hard day at the office for Ramsey, but lots to take, lots of positives to take from it.
And just jumping back to Mixed Division 3, had a message in here. And since we mentioned you, Ben, it's only fair we mention others as well. This is in the Backers Mixed Books and the Backers D game. A big thank you to Lucy and Leanne for umpiring that.
Yeah, it's great to see that umpires are getting the praise like they should be getting. Of course, you've heard it before there with Tony. Mm-hmm. They're going through a tough time regarding the referees with football. We were very much in that situation last year. I know there was some weekends I was having to do 3 games back-to-back, including playing, but that was to make sure things went ahead. But we seem to have had a good influx of new umpires come through. We had 20 new umpires train up and do the course. They're all umpiring, and it's great to see every week. I mean, okay, this week we had a couple of gaps to fill last minute, but we managed to fill them with people and all the games went ahead.
So important, isn't it? You know, that support's there, and officials for any sort of grassroots sport, really, to make sure it happens and people are given the opportunity to play the sport that they enjoy. Final game is the Mixed Under-15s League is Castletown Sabres 2, Vikings 1.
Yeah, no goal scorer for Vikings, but Castletown Sabres goal scorer was Scarlett Crompton-Harvey and Adam Eales.
Okay, Ben, thank you very much. You'll be back in this seat, I believe, next week, won't you?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, I'll just wait for my phone to tell me if I'm on or not.
4 o'clock next week, one of us will be here, either me, you, or
Rob
Pritchard. Yeah, exactly. Ben, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Manx Radio Sport.
19 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and let's try and get the latest there once again on today's rugby action and say good evening to Dave Christian.
Yeah, good evening, Simon. I'd like to say I had some technical problems, but I'd be lying if I did. I actually dropped the telephone, so apologies to anyone who was caught out by that. I certainly was, and I'll be picking up a job at Billy Smart's Circus next week with the other clans. On to the rugby, though. Winnington Park and Douglas at Portishee in Regional 2 Northwest. Douglas won 29-5, and that really has kept their momentum going in their push at the top of the table. After an early exchange of penalties, Ollie Corkish got a try that put Douglas in front. Matty Wood then added a second penalty for Douglas. That put them 11-8, with Winnington Park having picked up a try by that stage. But it was tries from Nathan Robson and Blake Everson that made all the difference. Matty Wood converted both of those for Douglas and give them a win. No bonus point, but I'm not sure they'll be bothered too much about that. The league table is the important bit, and Douglas are actually in sixth place right now. Doesn't sound so bad. However, they have a game in hand, and a win in that game in hand could put them as high as third, I think. And looking above them in the table, if they were into that third place, we've got North Ribblesdale, who they beat at Portishead in the opening fixture of the season, and Sandbach, and they narrowly lost to Sandbach away. So it could well be that Douglas are genuine promotion contenders this season. We'll have to wait and see, but it looks okay now. And next week, well, the team in third place, Northwich, come to Portishead. That's going to be a huge game for Douglas next week. But congratulations to them. 29-5 the win, and they pick up 4 points today. In Counties 3, ADM, Lancashire and Cheshire, there were defeats for both Vagabonds and Ramsey. However, so there's some positive news from this. It's not all doom and gloom. Both scored four or more tries. In fact, both scored four tries exactly. And that gives them their first points of the season, because in this league there is a bonus point for scoring four or more tries, whether you win or lose. Vagabonds succumbed to Ashton under Lyne 44-24, but crucially the tries from Theo Head, Cam Finley, Matt Rockwell and Matty Jones give them their bonus point, and Cam Finley also kicked two conversions. Ramsey led their game with Colden Nelson 20 points to 12 at half time, but withered in the second half when Colden Nelson put a little bit of a blitz on. Looked like they were going to run away with it at one stage, but there was a little Ramsey fight back right at the end, and they picked up the two tries they needed for the bonus point. Ramsey scorers today, the opening try was from Joe Flanagan, Josh Cateen with the second, that's the captain, and there was a late brace from former captain Matt Meakin in the second half. Josh Lees kicked two penalties and two conversions, and the young scrum half Dan Kelly also kicked two conversions on his senior debut. So positive stuff for Vagabonds and Ramsey. Ramsey take their first home game next week. It is Ormskirk who visit the Murrick Park, and that will be Ramsey's first home game of any kind this season, which shows you how difficult things have been. And finally, in the Hartford Homes Bank Shield, Douglas Celts took maximum points against Southern Nomads with a 55-12 win at Portishead. Cal Dentith and Aaron Mason both went over for early tries for Douglas. And I heard the 60-year-old football celebration. I'll raise you 10. 70-year-old Neil McGregor celebrated his big birthday by playing a little cameo for Douglas Celts this afternoon. And he kicked Cal Dentith's, he kicked the conversion of Cal Dentith's try early on in the game. He didn't play the full game, I should add. Neil played, I think, the first quarter, an hour or so, and then made his excuses and left, as the News of the World used to. Mikey Evans then hit back for Nomads. Douglas in front 12-0. Evans hit back for Nomads. That made it 12-7 when Mark Young added the conversion. But then Douglas accelerated away in the first half. Tries from Rob Todd, Connor Stevens and Sam Random made it 31-7 at half time. In the second half, fullback Fred Atherton put Douglas further in front. There was a double then from second row George Antle, and he converted both his own tries. The game was then just about unwinnable for Nomads. Random added his second of the game before the end, but the last word was from Southern Nomads when Gerard Landles bagged a late consolation try for them. Douglas Celts now sit on top of the Hartford Homes Manx Shield after the first round of four rounds of matches. And that gives them a healthy advantage, I think. Both bonus point wins. Southern Nomads will be 5 points behind them in the standings when I finally get them done later on tonight. But all in all, a positive-ish day, I would guess, for Isle of Man rugby. Those two bonus points for Vagabonds and Ramsey get them off the mark. It's a long day. It's a long season if you have to sit there on 0 points for a few months. But they're both off the mark now. And Douglas look like they could be promotion contenders, but don't say that too loud.
Dave Christian, thank you very much. And also thank you to Ben Cunningham and Tony Meppam for joining me this evening here on Saturday Sport Classified. Just to recap that news we brought you just after 5 o'clock, a win for FC Isle of Man against Litherland this afternoon. They were on the travels, 3-1 winners they were, 2 goals from Charlie Higgins. Jan Marquez in the 106th minute during stoppage time, and the only blot really on that result for the Ravens was a red card for a second yellow for Dean Pinnington in the 100th minute of that game. Reaction coming over at manxradio.com over the weekend, and of course you'll find more information over on FC Isle of Man's social media channels as they get the first win of Rick Holden's era as caretaker manager. If you want to catch up on any of this programme, you can find it online very shortly at manxradio.com as a podcast, or indeed wherever you get your podcast from. Friday Sport Preview back from 5:30 next Friday evening with Rob Pritchard. Ben Cunningham looking after things for full-time and classifieds next Saturday. And with the time at 13 minutes away from 6 o'clock, we'll hand Manx Radio's AM service back over to our Radio Caroline weekend.
Manx Radio Sport.